answered shortly. Thank you for hop.
Good afternoon, QBA.
Hello, how are you doing? May I ask who I'm speaking to, please?
This is the switchboard at QBA. My name is Joe.
How are you doing, Joe? I have an inquiry. Is it possible it gets put through to claims, please?
Yeah, what kind of claim it is?
An insurance claim. I'd like to make a claim against the Metropolitan Police. For negligence and gross misconduct and criminal activities and criminal intentions.
Okay, so do you have an insurance with QBE?
No, they are insured and I'm just a member of the public that's been victimised by them.
Okay, hold on.
Welcome to QBE Insurance. If you are calling with respect to the claim, press 1. If your call does not relate to a claim, press 2. Welcome to the QBE Insurance Claims Customer Hotline. QBE Insurance Europe Limited is authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority. If you are contacting us following a vehicle check on the motor insurance database, please check that we are in the named contact details, as there are many policies that we underwrite but do not handle claims for. Please listen to the following choices. To report a windscreen claim, press 1. For information on an existing claim, press 2. To report a new claim, press 3. If you are unsure whether a claim has been reported, press 4.
Connected to the QBE 24-hour Accident Management Contact Centre. Please hold the line while we allocate your call to an agent. Please note, your call may be recorded for training purposes. We are sorry to keep you waiting, but all of our agents are currently busy. Please hold, and your call will be answered as soon as an agent becomes available. Keep you waiting. Our advisors are working hard to answer your call as soon as possible. Thank you. Currently experiencing a high level of calls. We're sorry for the delay, but please continue to hold and we will answer your call as soon as possible.
Hello, how are you doing? My name's Mr. Cordell, and I'm interested in making two different claims. Not precisely at the present, I'm just trying to get the understanding of the information that I need to be able to do that. I understand that the two
right.
people, people that I want to insure, that I want to make a claim against are insured with yourselves. One of them I have a policy number to, and the other I'm trying to obtain the policy number to. I was wondering if you could just help me do this. There's not vehicles, they're actually companies that you've insured. No, road traffic accidents, but there's been negligence and gross misconduct and sufferings that I've gone through due to people that you have limited indemnity insurance with, that you cover for
Right, but that's
limited.
not okay. That's not us because we're QBE's accident management company. So it's not us that. I'm just trying to have a look to see if I can put you through to the right people here.
Okay. Can you give me the contact details for them, please?
Yeah, I'm just having a look now because I'm not too sure on who you need to be speaking to.
I appreciate that.
Call, so it's the Leeds office, the QBE Leeds office. Okay,
Okay.
and the contact telephone number is here 0113
0113
290
290
6600.
6600.
And that should be a, yeah, that should be a direct dial number, so you'll get straight through to someone.
Okay, so that's 0113 290
Yeah.
6600. I appreciate your
That is
help today.
correct, yes. No
All right,
problem.
thank you, madam.
Yep,
Have a good
keep
day.
going.
Goodbye.
No worries. Bye-bye.
Think that's abroad. Yeah, I can't ring that number on this phone.
Welcome to QBE. Please choose one of the following options. Press 1 for claims reception, press 2 for underwriters. Wait while I transfer your call. Thank you for calling QBE. Your call will be answered shortly. Thank you for holding.
Good afternoon, QBE.
Hello, may I ask who I'm speaking to, please? I'm trying to make a claim on insurance against someone's public liability or indemnity insurance, and I got put through to the wrong branch. Yeah, that's correct. Thank you.
European Operations Casualty Claims Line. QBE Insurance Europe Limited is authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority. If you are calling in respect to the claim, please press 1. If you are calling in respect to the matter not relating to a claim, please press 2. To hear these options again, please press 9. If you are calling on behalf of our policyholder, please press 1. If you are calling on behalf of a third party, please press 2. To hear these options again, this call may be recorded and monitored for training and quality purposes. The purposes for which any personal information you provide will be used include the handling of claims and fraud prevention. Details may also be passed to third parties, such as loss adjusters, intermediaries, our affiliates, police, and other law and fraud prevention and crime detection agencies. Full details of our use of personal information and your rights can be found in our privacy policy, which is a available on our website at www.qbeeurope.com/privacy-policy or ask your claims handler for details.
Who may I ask? Are we speaking again?
Yes, Julie Mooney.
Julie Rooney.
Mooney.
How are you doing? My name's Mr. Cordell, and I'm just trying to make some make some general inquiries in regards to two claims that I'm trying to set out.
Right. Okay. Do you have reference for us at all?
What I have is a policy number for one of the people that I'd like to make a claim against. And I've got their details on the amount that they're insured for, and I'm just going through the proceeds now. But there's one other company that I'm trying to get the details to.
So I can see where we are with the information that you've got, but I won't actually be able to give you any information about one of our policyholders. Do you know whether either of these people have submitted a notification of either of these claims to us?
No, that's not as of so far. I'm just in the process of now of gaining the information that I need so that I can act litigant and make a claim against these people.
But they will need to tell us about.
I can appreciate that. But I'm just trying to confirm that these people are insured with yourselves and that the.
What's actually happened?
Basically, a police officer. One's the police and one's Enfield Council. They've worked in calibration together in joint circular, and they've shown malfeasance of public office and malicious process and malicious prosecution. They've filed complaints against me since 2013, illegally holding me in my house for like the organisation of illegal raves. If something's illegal, you've got to be arrested. They never arrested me, and I never got no interview. Somehow the maximum sentence would be 6 months if you did get arrested. I never got arrested, and somehow I'm riding an 8-year curfew in my house. I'm not allowed to leave my house or nothing. Now, when I've checked the folders, I noticed the police were missing all the victims' signatures and that they had forged all the timestamps to their call centres. And then what I'd noticed, the police officers had changed all of the other coppers' names, police officers' names, to Bran A, Bran B, A Devil In Me, and stuff like that. A Devil In Me, no one in the UK is actually allowed to have that as a birth certificate, on their birth certificate as a name. So it's clearly forged what's happened. I've been phoning them up, explaining it to them down the phone, and I've got like over 41 recordings and them saying you're dead, you've been robbed and all of this that I'd like to be able to play to yourselves and show you in my evidence.
Right, okay. You said your name is Mr. Cordell. What's your first name?
Simon Paul. My Christian name's Paul.
Paul.
Yeah, that's correct. And I don't want to make the claims at right this precise moment. I've built a diary and I've built my evidence and that. I'm going to be going through a solicitor's and that, but I'm just confirming that when I go to my solicitor's, I've done most of the work already and I'm prepared to sit down with him and say, well, this is the person's insured there, that person, this is their insured there. From the years 2013 up until date, I'm interested for them all.
What information? You said you've got one policy number.
One of the policyholders is Enfield Council, QB Insurance. They seem to be insured for £50 million with yourselves, and they're only been insured recently since the 1st of April 2019. They're covered till the 31st of March 2020 with you. Davis is their chief executive. I've been phoning their whistleblowing policies and recording the conversations with them also and showing them now. What they've done is, because it takes two companies to make an ASBO plus victims. So it'll take, say, the Metropolitan Police and the council to go into the Civic Centre, and it take a load of victims that want an ASBO. There's like four different sorts of ASBOs you can get. A CBO, which means that someone's committed a criminal offence, you get arrested, go get interviewed, go to court, get found guilty, and then they put a CBO ASBO, criminal ASBO, on you, which is what they should have put on me if I've been charged for the organisation of illegal raves. But honestly, they put a standalone ASBO on me, which is like kicking a football up a wall, and they've said that I'm barred from the whole of the UK, I'm not allowed to do this, they wanted a lifetime ban on me and the rest of it. And basically, what they've done is... Because when they had the meeting, there was no true victims. So they forged all of the MG11 forms, which is the victim statements forms. There's no signatures at the bottom of them. I requested all the victims to attend court. No one would attend court because there was none, obviously. It says in like some of the cases that white people committed the crimes and that, or these parties. I was on curfew for a year prior, so I couldn't have done none of this in real life. That they, because I was phoning them and I was saying to them, well, I know what you've done to me, basically. They started getting concerned, and then they've put a smoke screen up using my partner and me when we've both never argued or anything. They've destroyed my partner's life and destroyed my life, and we've got a young sibling that we were looking after and everything, and it's unfair what they've done. And to cover it up even more, the council decided what they were going to do is they were going to create a possession order. Imagine they've bar the council and the police have barred me from being homeless and locked me in my house for 8 years. Now they've put a possession order in because the council never went to none of the courts or nothing. Only the police went to the courts. Eventually, because I basically showed all this evidence that I'm talking to you about, the council put a possession order in, but they never realised I was on bail conditions and not allowed to be in my house. So while I wasn't in my house, they've made up like 12 dates, and they've emailed them 12 dates to us, and I wasn't in my house. Yeah. So now I've said to them, look, I'm not in my house. I'm not in my house. It's illegal, this possession order that you've made. You forged another possession order on top of forging everything else, which is the Fraud Act 2006, Company Act. Now, because they've done that, they've used malicious process. I've won the case at court. The judge threw it at. Then they've took the same claims. They got the 12 claims. They copied them and pasted them into another document. They copied them 3 times. I can prove every one of them is forged. Now they're being copied and pasted.
Right.
Cause,
okay.
And
so
then.
I'm not going to be able to help you. I can't provide you with any details about any of our policyholders' policies.
So if I. So,
saying you probably need to go and see a solicitor, and they need to, if they think that there's a problem, they need to write a letter to the police and to Enfield Council. And if they think that that's something that should be coming to herself, just because something happens between you and the council doesn't necessarily mean that that's something that's going to be an issue for us to deal with.
If you just have a look at my website, I'll put up a draft website, yeah, just because I know what they're like. They've been calling in. I've stripped all of the police's computers with FOIs, and I've stripped all of the councils and all of everyone's. I wasn't known to nobody, no mental health services or nothing. Now I've got the council all planning in on Rio in a forum all together. Yeah, we're going to get him on tablets and the rest of it. We're going to do this to him. It's manslaughter what they've done. Now every day they're in this forum, Merlin, in Rio, talking loads of them, all the council officers. I'm winning all of the cases. They're letting my neighbours attack me. I'm videoing it all and everything, yeah. And I've built a complete diary showing everything, yeah. They're going to prison for years, yeah, for what they've done to me. And I'm definitely going to need to be in contact with yourselves again in regards to being able to claim for my losses and for my damages that I've suffered throughout this period of time. I know that you're telling me right now that you can't reveal that information. The Enfield Council's already gave me their information, and that's how I'm contacting yourselves.
Right.
And the Metropolitan
but
Police
I,
have gave me this information
I
as well, keeping.
Even if I could tell you, I mean, I don't know when these events you're talking about. It sounds like this has been going on for quite a long time.
Yeah, they're ongoing. Basically, what the police and the council have done is to cut it short. Yeah, and why I'm still why it's taken such a long time is the remember I explained it took the two of them to make the ASBO, and then the council never went to none of the court cases. Then, cause I battered them in the court case, basically putting it bluntly, they're put in a possession order. Not realised I'm not in the house. Then, because I've won that and they're in so much trouble, they've put it into an injunction order. I've won that injunction order. Then they've put the same claims again into another injunction order. Then after that they've gone and put it all into another possession order. So right now I'm in court. I'm just waiting for the last possession order to be dropped, which I'm definitely going to have it dropped and won, because it's the same claims that they forged when I weren't in access. I don't know, this is you would not want these people to be your codees if they ever were, because you'd be going to prison with them. Do you know, like the stupidity is just unbelievable to which they've done and what I've documented down the proof and evidence. I appreciate your time today, madam, and I'm clearly in the right place to where I'm going to be going to, and that's enough
right.
for me for
well,
now.
I think your best bet is to see a solicitor and take it from there.
Yeah, but what I'm curious about is just how much the Metropolitan Police, London Metropolitan Police, would actually be insured for.
Well,
How much are they covered for? That's allowed to be revealed. How much they're covered to the Metropolitan?
I can't tell you anything about their policy. I mean, it's
If
their
I put it in
policy.
writing to yourselves, can I request that information of yourselves? How much they're covered for? And if in situations, say that say you're in a situation where the people, because it's with car insurance, I've seen it happen loads of times where the someone don't want to tell their insurance company something that they've done wrong, and then it comes down to a stage where okay, well it becomes a it, they've got 14 days to tell you or a certain amount of time to tell you if somebody's told you something. I've been phoning up their whistleblowing policies that's publicised online and all the rest of it, telling them down the phone, and they've failed their obligation to a degree, but. I haven't put the
That's
claim
true of what
in
you say
formal
about that's
writing
true
to
of what
them yet.
that's true of what you say about the car accident. People have got to tell their insurers, or their insurers have an obligation to do certain things in certain situations because there's statutory authority that says that they've got to do that. Now, this isn't the same for whether it's a public liability claim, and I don't know whether this is the things that you're talking about would fall under a public. Any policy that we issued or not, because I don't know enough about it at the moment, and I
Okay.
don't know anything about these people's policies at the moment either.
Yeah, I
So
can appreciate it.
I don't know whether it would be or wouldn't be covered, but the duty in terms of insurance duties aren't the same as the public liability policies, they are under the motor policy.
Yeah.
So I think what you need to do
Use or
is
do
get
regulate
some kind
yourselves. Sorry, go on.
sorry, is it
Do
say that
use or
again?
regulate the insurance caprio, like say, because this is something that obviously, like I've really been. Because I feel that like there's the corruption going around in the systems, and just for the purposes to watch they've done, like they've scribbled everywhere. The reason they've done this to me is because of my ethnicity, because I'm brown and I don't fit the job. Some people are allowed the job, some people ain't, sort of thing. So, like, while that's all going on, I know that I've lost my thought pattern anyway, but because I know that what's going to happen. But I appreciate your time today, madam. What's not?
Okie dokes.
All right, thank you.
Well, good luck with that. As I said, go and see sources, so that'll be your best way forward and take it from there, really.
Yeah, I will do.
Yeah,
Okay, thank you.
okay.
All right, thank
Okay.
you. All right,
Thanks,
bye.
man. Bye.
They won't tell me I was going to go for it. There's no point. She's not one of the girls. She's playing the game as well. She's nothing to do. There's not much you can really do. It goes nowhere. And it was getting anywhere. I was on the thought of saying something. I'm not lost. What the hell? Not myself, obviously. They're saying they don't know whether they're covered in them circumstances or well, should it's something should have to go through. Anybody's business dealing with incidents in the public, physical or mental health. What it is Article 3 is what covers it. State officials, Article 3, 100% says physical or mental, and that's what they're dealing with. It doesn't matter whether it's physical. They're used to dealing with, oh, well, someone booted the door and the door went into my face. A copper did because I was behind it on a search. They didn't bang and tell us that they were coming through and we're like, we've got the evidence of that. That's a claim to them. The door is damaged, this and that. But in our human rights, it doesn't matter. It says physical or mental sufferings will amount to that. It all equals the same off of a state official. physical and mental sufferings, isn't it? So it would amount to torture, Article 3. And that's what it's describing. And these situations aren't the same, they're one of a kind. They're two different things, but they're equal to one of a kind. I'm in the right place, definitely. QB Insurance Limited, Europe Limited. There's both of them. They won't tell you how much they're insured for. So I was trying to get the property of how much, but she had got me so far away from it, I was not going to be able to get it. It's very rare for that to happen to me, but not to come out. Very calm and patient. She decided that she was just having a kick with herself. She said, man, needs an insurance, not a solicitor, basically, to go through it. You're going to need a solicitor to come through these doors, man. Roddy might as well be right as well. They're going to be screwing. What do they have to tell their insurance companies about? What does public mean? It means any businesses, any running business in the general public. Public amenity, that's what it's called. Any dealings with the public. taste of money, man. It's floating about, man. There's all this stuff, this paperwork has to go to them anyway. No, that's what they're saying, basically. I'm going to have to think about it. Once I get a little structure there, I'm going to go in and just finish that over there. It's sort of the same fucking people. It's you from Europe, and I spoke and the father thinks I'm the father. These are, and if they think it suits going over, then it's up to them when they send it over. What's that all about? It wouldn't suit. So the paperwork has got to go back to all of these criminals. There's got to be a never land. This thing just needs to go online, doesn't it?